and welcome to Billy C's Game Show Party. We have a great game for you today. Our contestants are, from the depths of the darkest dungeon, Shredder McG. From the San Quentin Jail and Containment Facility comes Scruff McGruff. And the man you've all been waiting for, winner of the last 3,000 games, from a spaceship orbiting Earth and Mars, Defier of Eternity, Overlord of Fate, Warrior of the Galactic Tribal Council, and Activity Director of Community Service Programs across the universe, the one and only Billy C.
Thanks for having me. I'm really happy to be here. Again!
Billy, I haven't seen you since I tried to kill you, dude.
Let's move on to the questions. We'll get up close and personal with our contestants later. You all know the rules. 3 rounds and lots of questions.
Let's get this game started.
Oh, Scruff. Okay, first question. What was Miguel de Cervantes Saavedra's first long work?
Don Quixote.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I don't think so. It was La Galatea.
Correct. 1 for Scruffy. Next question. This question has 2 answers, so if you get them both, double points. Here it is. An epoxide sometimes is obtained most conveniently by treatment of what? Again, Billy C.
Transfictio monotosilate and monomosilate with a base?
Correct. 2 points for Billy C. Next question. What was the most peculiar characteristic of early medieval economy?
Well, it is undoubtedly the fact that all inducement to overproduce is lacking, and the traditional method continued to be used and the old rhythm of production observed without any concern for technical inventions and organizational improvements. Yet, you failed to mention that it is also the feature by which it exerts its deepest influences on the intellectual culture of the period.
That is correct, but Scruff McGruff, you mustn't forget that the classes which made up society were regarded not only as having their own intrinsic significance, but as ordained by God. That is to say, well, you know what that means. It's time for the next round. But first, let's greet our contestants. So, Shredder McG, I hear you're coming out with a new album.
Yeah, man. The CD's razor sharp on the edge so that you can cut people, including yourself, with it. It's rad.
Nice. I'd like a copy. Scruff McGruff, so I hear you're in jail now.
Yeah.
Okay. Billy C. So, you are now Time Magazine's best person ever. What do you have to say for that?
Not to blame me!
Wow. Deep. Deep. Deep words from a deep man. Okay, let's move on to the next round of questions. Audio question. What jaunty is being played on this instrument, and what is the instrument called?
It's the alphabet song, and it's being played on a bandurria.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. Let's listen to it again. Anyone? Shredder McG.
I can correctly identify that as Twinkle Twinkle Little Star played on the T-flat. Rock!
And correctly identify you did. 1 for you. 1 more question before the lightning round. The following poem is by Emily Dickinson. Listen to the poem and then answer the question.
My life closed twice. My life closed twice before its close. It yet remains to see if immortality unveil a third event to me. So huge, so hopeless to conceive, as these that twice befell, parting is all we know of heaven and all we need of hell.
Do lines 2 to 6 mean A, I do not know whether there is life after death, a continued existence in heaven and hell, or B, I do not know yet whether my entry into heaven or hell, whichever place I go, will be as huge an event as two events that have already happened to me during my life, or both.
The poem sets forth two, or possibly three, paradoxes. One, that the speaker's life closed twice before its close. And another, if we accept the second alternative you gave before, that death and entry into immortality may possibly be lesser events than two not extraordinary occurrences that happened during the speaker's lifetime, or that parting from a loved one is both heaven and hell.
Yowzers, you're a smart one, Shredder. And now on to the lightning round, brought to you by Pepsi. It's the cola.
Hey, mind if I have a soda?
Sure, as long as it's a Pepsi.
Hey, it's the cola!
Oh, that Billy C.
What the hell was that? Nothing, I guess.
Is that a Coke in your hand?
Wait, let me explain.
All right, two contestants left for the lightning round. There will be one short question to determine who goes on to the final round. Are you guys ready? All right, here it is. Who is ill, according to Marx?
His wife.
Can you be more specific? Yes, Billy C.
His wife, Little Jenny.
That's right. Oh, that Little Jenny. You win. You go on to the final round, where you're playing for a trip around the world. All expenses paid, except for airfare, lodging, and food. All right, Billy, here's the question. How many things are there? Three or four?
There are three things. No, there are four!
Congratulations, you have won. Report to the principal's office for further instruction.
Oh boy!
Thanks for watching Billy C's Game Show Party. Tune in next week when Billy C faces two new opponents and wins.